This is BOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. By the end of the day Saturday, China reported a rise of coronavirus infection from Friday. However, the National Health Commission said an additional 35 people died in mainland China, down from 47 Friday. The United States, meanwhile, recorded its first death from the virus, a chronically ill man in his 50s from Washington State. As VOA Steve Herman reports from the White House, President Trump says his administration is prepared for whatever comes.
The president, at an unusual Saturday afternoon news conference at the White House, predicted that healthy people who become infected with the coronavirus will be fine, and the U.S. government is fully prepared for any contingency.
We would respectfully ask the media and politicians and everybody else involved not do anything to incite a panic, because there's no reason to panic. At all.
Trump's administration is imposing further travel restrictions related to Iran due to a significant coronavirus outbreak there, in issuing do not travel warnings for regions of Italy and South Korea, hardest hit by the disease known as COVID-19. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
In the South Carolina Democratic primary, as former Vice President Joe Biden claimed victory, he called on voters to unite behind his campaign to defeat President Trump.
Winning means uniting America, not sowing more division and anger. It means not only fighting, but healing the country. We have to beat Donald Trump and the Republican Party, but here's the deal. We can't become like them. We can't become like them.
Biden's victory helps him remain competitive with frontrunner Bernie Sanders as a primary day called Super Tuesday approaches. Meanwhile, billionaire Tom Steyer, who finished behind Biden and Sanders Saturday, has announced that he's dropping out of the race. This is VOA.